From Tidbits on July 15th, 2013, this is Take Control of Launch Bar Reveals Powerful Launch Bar Features by Adam C. Angst. I've been using, recommending, and writing about Launch Bar for over a decade now, so I'm delighted to share the news about our latest ebook, Kirk McElhern's Take Control of Launch Bar. Written with input from Launch Bar developers at Objective Development, Take Control of Launch Bar will help both Launch Bar newbies and those who have years of experience with the utility. Just how much more Launch Bar enables me, or any Mac user, to accomplish became clear while working on the book with Kirk. Most Launch Bar users love how it streamlines launching and switching between apps. Invoke Launch Bar, type a few characters, and your app opens. And Launch Bar learns from what you do, so you don't have to memorize convoluted abbreviations or keystrokes. That core feature explains why Launch Bar is a favorite of so many Mac experts. But if that's all you do with Launch Bar, you're missing out. The key is understanding Launch Bar's five superpowers: abbreviation search, browsing, subsearch, send to, and instant send. Learn them and you can take control of nearly any activity on your Mac, all from the keyboard, so you don't have to break your train of thought or move your fingers off the keys. What can you do with Launch Bar? The sky's the limit. You can open documents from obscure locations or into non-default apps, move, copy, or alias files and folders, control iTunes, pipe text around rapidly from a document to a web search, a web page to the clipboard, mirror clipboard history to an email message, and more. Put your Mac to sleep, attach files to email messages, send tweets, find phone numbers, start iMessage conversations, send a selected address to Google Maps, look up words in dictionary, invoke terminal commands, insert text snippets into documents, connect with Automator, and far, far more. Don't feel bad if you didn't realize all those things were possible. I, too, was shocked to discover how little I knew about the program as I started editing Kirk's chapters. Launch Bar is deep and subtle, and because it gets out of your way so quickly, it's easy to overlook all it can do. That's where Take Control of Launch Bar is essential. It's the first comprehensive coverage of Launch Bar's extensive feature set, complete with oodles of examples to get you thinking about how Launch Bar can help with your specific tasks. Take Control of Launch Bar costs $10, but if you don't happen to have a copy of Launch Bar already, Objective Development is bundling a free copy of the ebook with Launch Bar for a limited time. Finally, we've once again developed a comic with Snaggy and Nitro Zack at Joy of Tech, who turned Launch Bar into an iconic superhero. With Kirk as the author instead of Joe Kissel, this comic couldn't be a Joe of Tech, so we're instead calling it Joy of Take. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and Dusk Keyboard. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and hope you like the book. It made Launch Bar so much more effective for me, and I thought I was doing pretty well before.